And we go now to Tom Wilkinson. He's a professor of international relations at St. Andrews University in Scotland, and he's chairman of the Center for the Study of Terrorism and Political Violence. Professor Wilkinson, welcome to Day to Day.
Good evening. It's Paul, by the way, not Tom.
Well, I apologize for that.
That's okay.
But tell me, did you hear this interview with Alyssa Rubin and her conversation with this man who apparently supports the attacks on U.S. forces, and how does that sound to you?
Well, it sounds credible. There have been many reports of people who claim to be nationalists resisting an occupier. And we have to remember that, of course, for many people in the Middle East and indeed in the Muslim world as a whole, the American and British presence in Iraq is seen in terms of a kind of colonial occupation because they don't see it as legitimate. They welcome the overthrow of Saddam in most cases, but that doesn't mean that they will accept the legitimacy of rule by the coalition. And I think that is a basic problem. And, of course, that problem could be overcome politically by an agreement that would give the UN Security Council a fresh mandate and a mandate to send in a larger peacekeeping force, because this is a very dangerous security situation in Iraq. And I think that that could be enormously beneficial to the forces that are there at the moment. America, of course, would continue to have an important role.
Yes. In
hopes that the British would be able to continue. But
yes,
the resources available would be increased, I suspect, way beyond the amount promised at the donor conference in Madrid if the Security Council had more responsibility for the overall political task of winning the peace. And I think many people in the United States would welcome that wider multilateral effort to carry the burden.
I think many Americans would welcome that. It's not clear to me from coming out of the donor conference that you referred to that UN members are all that eager to go about participating in this, even if they did have more authority. But if I could, on the question of the resistance, the reaction against the occupation forces in Iraq, British and U.S., is there one resistance, or indeed are there three resistances? It's unclear whether it indeed is this kind of a nationalist fervor that you spoke of, or surviving Saddam loyalists, or indeed these kind of foreign infiltrators that that various people propose.
I think that all three types of violence are going on simultaneously. And the worst of the violence, the most serious terrorist attacks, are, I suspect, done by foreign terrorists, sometimes acting in cooperation with supporters and sympathizers already among the Iraqi population. But the point is that suicide attacks, as one of your earlier contributors pointed out, are not a feature of Ba'athist violence. They want to fight again. They don't want to lose members in suicide attacks. I think these are extreme Islamists, probably linked to Al-Qaeda or in groups that are affiliated loosely with the Al-Qaeda movement. And some of these groups are already emerging with names which are not familiar to us. And that's, again, something we've seen in other parts of the world. New labels are being used. But when you come down to it, the ideology of extreme opposition to America's presence in the Middle East, a desire to institute Islamist governments.
Professor, I'm afraid.
Those are the things that I think unite them, and they are the most dangerous groups.
Thank you. Paul Wilkinson, professor of international relations at St. Andrews University in Scotland. This is Day to Day from NPR News.